This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. One thing about Santa Barbara is how hard it can be to leave. One thing making that easier for most of us is how insanely expensive it is. The cost of living in Santa Barbara, and of course, visiting, means that scouting out options and alternatives up and down the coast is just part of life for residents and visitors alike. One possibility, park yourself at county and state parks on the beach, just up the coast. But heads up, coastal erosion is real around here. About 20 miles north of SB is Gaviota State Park, a geological gem with small beach, train trestle, and 3,000 acres of chaparral, plus picnicking, hiking trails, hike-in hot springs, and seasonal camping. Just 12 miles north of town is Refugio State Beach, a white sand cove fringed by palm trees near Refugio Creek, protected from pounding surf by a rocky point. Refugio, shelter or refuge in Spanish. Some people say refugio, a little Americanized. Also offers picnicking and camping. About 2 miles east is El Capitan State Beach, with sandy beach, tide pools, tree-shaded El Capitan Creek, and more picnic and campsites. Not far from Gaviota is the authentic Danish town of Solvang in the Santa Ynez Valley, wine country these days. Solvang, Sunny Meadow or Sunny Valley in Danish, was founded in 1911 by Danish immigrants who wanted a pastoral spot to establish a folk school. This little Denmark is now a well-trod destination, complete with Scandinavian-style motels, restaurants, shops, even windmills, and authentic Danish bakeries. In summer and on many weekends, tourists take over the town, so come some other time for the authentic feel of Denmark. Area wineries welcome visitors year-round. The surprise hit Sideways was filmed here in the Santa Ynez Valley. But Santa Barbara wine country is everywhere. It includes 6 to 9 American viticulture areas, depending on how you count them, at least 9 wine trails, many special events, and upscale everything. Next, there's La Purisima Mission State Park, just outside Lompoc. This is California's largest and only complete mission complex, situated on 1,000 unspoiled acres. 11th in California's chain of coastal missions when it was built in 1787. The original mission was destroyed in 1812 by a devastating earthquake and deluge. An oddity at this historically accurate recreation is the building arrangement, all lined up like ducks in a row along El Camino Real, rather than surrounding an interior courtyard. This fine restoration was done mostly in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. Mission Purisima was reestablished from the ground up with handmade adobe bricks, tiles, and dyes essentially identical to the originals. The hand-hewn redwood timbers, doors, and furniture, even the artwork and decorative designs, paint an authentic picture of mission life. Until next time, when we make a side trip to Channel Islands National Park, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.